Discourse on Elements of Consciousness Awakening, Illuminations of Triads and Other Key Understandings. I am following my cues as this book continues to unfold here. We will begin to bring this down to answer existential and essential questions. Then we will anchor all of this with you via clear and simple tools. I was given a vision when I was approximately 10. This is what it revealed to me. I saw a log cabin nestled in a wood. Within it, I saw windows with red checkered curtains. Immediately, I was redirected, not inside, look out. In an instant, I was standing, my back to the front door, and before me a clearing, all covered in moss. Above it, trees were towering, and between leaves flowed bright light. I saw myself sitting at a table outside, writing a book. I already knew what was written in its pages, and yet in my conscious awareness, I had absolutely no clue. Within me, I sensed deeply this vision. It knew. There was nothing for me to prepare for, nothing for me to do. If this vision was to come true, it surely would. Twice in my teen years, as I was growing up, this vision returned to me. Each time, it was amazing. It was absolutely complete. Nothing had been lost, and nothing yet gained. This vision, it was each time exactly the same. In the summer of 1988, an acceleration began in me. I was hypothermic for a weekend. I could not eat. I could not drink. When I returned to my then home, my life was different, not the same. I knew not yet who was speaking, yet I sensed deeply I was not alone. Someone, a jester, was speaking to me whimsically, excitedly, in energy, in images, and in poems. Swift realization scribed through me, my journals thick with sacred notes. I was a receiver, evidently. Still, I knew not who it was who spoke. A full year later, I broke my knee, an accident at the height of my dance career. It was far from a tragedy. I was on stage again in less than a year. I toured solo, danced from my soul. The houses filled, I felt so whole. You could hear a pin drop, so intent the audience was with me in this sacred event. And someone else was, graciously. It was the afternoon of my opening night. I sat on my aunt's floor and I turned on the light. This light was within me, for suddenly I knew who had composed all the dances, who had given me all the cues. For I had created a miracle in quiet privacy. I had not only healed a broken hand and knee, I had been a receptor for visions so bright and so clear. I had been shown, with no effort, how to dance in the light. The solos were shown to me, so was the lighting grid. I knew who had composed the music, and immediately she did. On stage I stood trembling on the opening night, my ego so wanted to run, to take flight. Yet a still voice inside me said, "If you do, you will never return here. You must see this through." My victory that evening was not what you'd think. It was that I stayed in my body, that I didn't sink. For the fear almost took me. It almost swallowed me whole. For there I was, revealed, transparent, with no way to hide. The dances spoke through me, a language without words. They deeply conveyed meaning, and everyone heard. I was carrying people like baby loons on my back, respectfully transporting them homeward into their souls. Not a whisper could be heard inside the theater that night, for everyone knew they were tasting the light. There was an energy present, perhaps it felt like God, a grace, a compassion, a cosmic nod, a recognition of angels, a God-giving grace, a sweet loving presence took over the place, and I danced in it, innocently conducting the light. It smoothly flowed through us all through that night. As I became familiar with what was taking place, later in the tour, I asked of this grace, "When you feel that I'm ready, yes, please take control. I am ready to surrender. So swallow me whole." That evening on the stage floor, I could barely perceive if the floor was beneath me, for I felt I floated 2 feet. I hovered above it, yet still appearing to be firmly rooted, firmly planted, stable, like an oak tree. and a hand, a magnificent energy. It carried me. I released myself into it freely, and it carried me. It knew the choreography more intimately than I did, for when I surrendered my weight into it, it knew the precise notes. It was as if it wrote the music, the dance, and the lights. It was as if it was the maestro, the conductor that night. What an amazing experience, not the first nor the last, in me learning to trust this invisible light. This solo tour, it amazed me. It transformed me right through. I was never the same. That was evident, so clear. I later called it the most amazing delight, the most challenging and rewarding experience that I had ever known. Alone in my innocence, I then assumed my life would again be normal, that this miracle was through. Yet it was merely a rehearsal, I was later to find. It was rehearsal for seclusion, for me going blind. In autumn 1990, my childhood vision became true. I found myself alone, beginning to write this to you. The book I'd seen in that vision, it began to scribe. It wrote itself so swiftly, my ego had to step aside. Within 2 weeks of aloneness, sheltered in a cabin in a wood, 4 tiers of God energy began to pierce through. They pierced through illusion, they pierced through death and through fear. They pierced through separation and they touched down right here. They were so magnificent, so clear, so aligned, so mutually respectful since the dawn of time. And now they were aligning with me, with them, me with them, you see, so they could speak with me and you speak through me. For another 7 months, it was just them and me. I spoke with virtually no human beings while they poured through me. They showed me great visions. They undid my life. They showed me the stepping stones that each led to now. I had never felt such humility, such wonder, such awe and grace as the 4 tiers of God energy revealed themselves to me in this place.